So if we are already complete, then how can that be nullified? And if we are already complete, then what will drive us? Yes, there are two kinds of completeness. There is independent completeness and there is dependent completeness. So for, what does that mean? For example, my hand. The hand is complete and perfect for its purpose. For holding things, for touching things, for feeling things, for picking things, the hand is perfect. But if I try to use the hand for thinking, I can't do that. So the hand is perfect as a part of the whole. It is complete. Completeness has to be seen in context, not in isolation. Completeness has to be seen in the light of the purpose. So that means in purpose means the hand is meant to serve a particular function within the whole to which it belongs. So if the hand becomes disconnected from the body, then the hand can't serve any function. It may just look like a hand, but it can't serve any purpose. So a phone is a very useful device for making phone calls. And occasionally the phone has also a facility for sending messages. But if tomorrow I decide that I want to write my new book on a phone, and then I'm typing and it's so messy, and I think this phone is useless. Why did the person design a phone like this? Well, the phone was not designed for writing a book, isn't it? We can use it incidentally for writing some things. So the utility of a phone, the value of a phone, has to be seen in the light of its purpose, its primary purpose. Secondary purpose also it may serve. But the perfection of the design of the phone, the completeness of the phone's design, has to be seen in the light of its primary purpose. So similarly, we are parts of Krishna, and our completeness is in our connection with Krishna. The hand is physically connected with the body. Our connection with Krishna is not physical, it is through our consciousness. So when we become disconnected from Krishna, we feel dissatisfied. So actually speaking, we are eternally parts of Krishna. So we are never in the ultimate sense disconnected from Him. But in our consciousness, when we become disconnected from Him, then we feel dissatisfaction. So because we are dependent complete, not independent complete. So when the dependence means that the dependence is that we are connected with the whole. So when that connection is no longer there, then that sense of completeness is no longer felt. That's why we feel incomplete or dissatisfied. And what is the motivation for doing something? See, our completeness is not static, it is dynamic. The hand is complete for doing the function that the hand is meant to do. So similarly, we are complete in our relationship with Krishna. So there is the completeness, there is action that is done because the state of completeness is a state of dynamic connection. So it's not of a static isolation. So we act so that we stay connected with Krishna. We be so that we be connected with Krishna. We have so that we can connect with Krishna. So all being, acting and doing are all meant to help us connect with Krishna. And that connection is what gives us wholeness. So the motivation for action is maintaining that connection and then sharing that connection with others. Say a person who is hungry may go to a hotel to get some food, and if a person is a beggar, he must wait outside the hotel. Maybe somebody, after some things remain and the hotel closes, I'll get some food. Now somebody who has cooked a lot of food and they're full themselves, they may also go to a hotel and see outside the hotel if there's someone to whom they can distribute the food. So both are acting. The first is acting out of a sense of incompleteness. Oh, I don't have food. I want food. The second is not acting out of sense of incomplete. Second is full. The second is, I have so much food, I want to share that food with others. So for us, when we act in our relationship with Krishna, it is not with a sense of incompleteness that we want to overcome. Yes, at present, because our connection with Krishna is not there, so we do feel a sense of incompleteness. And we act to connect with Krishna so that we start feeling more and more complete. But in the purified stage, we are connected with Krishna and we act to share that completeness with others. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Thank you.